Saint Galgano practiced his strict abstinence, penance, and the harsh life that he practiced. His ailing body, formerly addicted to so many pleasures and comforts, was rendered completely indisposed by them. So ill was he that, on the feast day of Saint Andrew, the last day of November in the year of our Savior, 1181, he was attacked by so violent a fever, originating in his chest, that it carried him away within 3 days. Away his soul flew to live eternally in the bosom of the Lord. His precious death happened on the 3rd day of December, in his 33rd year of age, after a year of retirement, for he had ascended to Mount Siepe on December 1st of the year before, 1180. Though hidden from the eyes of men, for it is to be supposed that in the rough season not as many of the faithful were frequently brought to visit him, God wanted to make wonderfully manifest the glorification of his servant and procure for him those earthly honors that, when they are bestowed unto blessed happiness, they are to honor the Lord and his elect very directly. For example, he provided for the decent burial of the martyr Catherine, as well as Paul the first hermit, Anthony, and Mary of Egypt, and also for our Galgano. Without a miracle from his provident care, there would have long remained unburied and exposed to the ravages of wild beasts as well as the seasons. In the Serena Valley, the Bishop of Massa Marittima, of which nothing is known except his name, and the Bishop of Volterra, who Saladini, a nobleman of the Count d'Agno, whose sacred memory is venerated, met on the day of the Transitus of Galgano. Questioning each other of the night of their journey, the Bishop of Massa said that he went to Siena for some business, the Bishop of Volterra that he had been brought from his diocese of Cesadino, since there was a present need to provide for the replacement of the priest. The abbot of Serena Valley perished so miserably in an unjust aggression made on Mount Siepe, as was related above, all of which he told to the Bishop of Massa. It was afterwards his intention to visit the hermit Galgano. The same desire was enkindled in the Bishop of Massa. Suspending the trip to Cesadino, he wished to be brought immediately to Galgano. They turned, making their way while thinking on the road of his wonderful penances, as well as the graces of one so favored by the Lord. At the summit of the mountain, approaching the hut, they saw him kneeling down on the other side. Supposing him to be in deep contemplation, they stood back a pace so as not to disturb him, but waiting in such a way that naturally would cause him to turn. To that end, he made some noise, but seeing that he was still motionless and in the same posture, they entered the hut and approached him, only to discover that he had passed from this life. They felt deep pain for not having arrived at least a few hours earlier, that they might have assisted him in his last moments, and to hear from his holy mouth words of consolation and edification, since it was the most ardent desire of that which had driven them there. They cried that they had missed a living mirror of contrition, penance, and health, but thought that they would be in some way compensated by giving the holy hermit the honors of burial. While the bishops had sent a few of their servants to seek people in order to accomplish the pious ceremony, 3 abbots appeared on the mount with various monks of the Cistercian order returning into Italy from the general chapter of their rule held in France. Owing to the bad weather of the sea, they were constrained to take to the land of the Sienese Maremia, and thereupon arrived there lost on the road, where they understood from the rattling of their guides that nearby there was a Roman road going in the direction they intended. Surprised to find 2 bishops in such a bitter wilderness, they expounded to them the mistake which had happened and asked if they could be provided with a guide. The bishops, however, recognized in their arrival a particular divine arrangement, and they declared that it was not by chance, but by the will of heaven that they had arrived there, so that they could offer the final duties to the holy man whose life and deeds they briefly narrated. Meanwhile, news arrived at Cesadino and other nearby places surrounding it, and a great mass of people, notified by the messengers of the death of Galgano, made the journey to get closer to contemplate this young man, his body adorned with the effects of maceration and fasting, the air of sanctity which moved them to compunction. Some who were sick had themselves dragged up to him in order to obtain, through his intercession, the recovery of their health, since they were living with others, and a leper obtained at that very moment liberation from that disgusting disease. A woman brought her little son, being seriously injured by an accident, and knelt before the saint. Immediately he was perfectly healed. So many other favors were bestowed by the Lord on that occasion that their devotion was increased all the more. All standing around broke into tears and loudly proclaimed the sanctity of Galgano. The priest carried out the sacred rites and gave his remains an honorable burial in the same place where the sword was driven into the rock.